How long have you been on the fire department?
I've been just finishing 33 years. I started my 34th year in another month or so.
So you
there's some historical highlights.
So you started in 1956. 57. Yeah.
57.
That's quite a good highlight. That
we use that on our annual reports sometimes, flashback.
Oh yeah, really?
Type of thing.
Right. Well, I'm going to have a copy. Can I keep this, or are you?
You can have an annual report.
Oh,
it has some of those highlights in it.
Okay, super.
That gives you the actual manpower and.
I have a class down in my urban class at Mangara. I've got one group in the class as a class project doing a little report about Vancouver Fire Department.
Mm.
And I knew these kinds of annual reports, you know, generally go out and contain a lot of information. So I said, well, the first thing you do is go get the annual reports. I came back and I had a sheet like this. I don't know whether they didn't get the right thing, but it is headed up. Annual report.
Really?
They apparently don't produce something like this.
If I visit another department, first I go after these type of things,
the
history and the scrapbooks and things like that, and that's for my interest in the historic value.
Mm.
But my interest as a fire chief, as a deputy fire chief, I go after the annual report. That tells me dollar for dollar what it costs them to run the department, how they run it, how they train it, type of apparatus they use, and we do a lot of comparisons. I compare a lot with Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Very much the same size, waterfront problems, and very much the same type of topography. And
I noticed, just as a matter of interest, in terms of location, I guess your furthest south fire station would be along
the Marlborough and the Edmonds.
Yeah, furthest south. Do you have to, because you have to go all the way down to that industrial area in the Big Bend area, and that from there?
Yeah, Big Bend is has got a not as great a potential as you would think. We've got some area. Belkin Paper used to be down there, and it was Sydney Roofing at one time. When that came in, they thought, well, you're going to have a fire hall down here right away. Well, that was 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We can't justify a fire hall there yet, but we are approaching. It's, a matter of fact, we would guess right now that we're talking 1995, 96.
Mm-hmm.
Next five, six, 7 years, I would think they would most likely need one. It's such a political thing, you know. Right now, we have one fewer firefighters, the same amount of equipment, and in number 3 hall zone, that's Marlborough and Bennett, than we had in 1965.
Mm-hmm.
25 years later, we're going backwards on equipment, and we've got Metrotown sitting there now, too.
Yeah. Well, that Tahoe does the Metrotown complex?
Yeah. And the big problem is that we're not going to be able to depend on the other fire halls to assist as much with the traffic congestion. They're just not going to get there on time.
Right. Well, that Metropan complex must present you with a lot of headaches in terms of fire protection.
Yeah, we. As a matter of fact, just to be able to get into the site of the fire, if it's any type of a building fire, we send what we call a tactical unit, and that would be 2 pumpers, a ladder truck, equipment truck, and a chief's car. There's 7 men in answer on the first response, with another 4 men coming within minutes, and then the 2 backup trucks. In a complex like Metrotown, the first pumper would go automatically to the annunciator panel, and then proceed from there to the actual fire. 4 men can't carry much more than their own air supply.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going any distance at all.
Right. And you got to get in that miles in there.
Yeah, there could be 3-4 blocks. I believe there's 27 acres of parking underground.
Yeah.
At Eaton Center.
Yeah. Well, I was in there just a few weeks ago, you know, and it crossed my mind before I knew I was going to be talking to you. It crossed my mind because I was looking at the height of the ceiling, and I thought, I wonder how you get a fire truck in there if you had a vehicle fire.
Yeah, we're right now we're doing a bit of a study on a mini pickup truck with dry chemical and CO2 extinguishers and a little bit of water. Again, it's another cost item.
Yeah.
I doubt if we'll get that. We have one vehicle. We have a couple of vans that could get in.
Uh-huh.
But it's knowing what you've got
to do
way before you arrive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got to have sort of a pre-empt.
Yeah. Right.